Welcome to A Longer Table Podcast, a space where curiosity and proximity will challenge everything you thought you knew. I'm your host, Amanda Carpenter, inviting you to pull up a seat. You just might leave thinking, maybe we're not so different. My favorite pieces in my wardrobe come from Able. Not only is every piece super cute and high quality, but there's a meaningful mission behind this woman-run company. Able is making the table longer by adding more sizes. They offer apparel in double extra small to 3X. And I have to tell you about their size swap program. It's simple yet profound. When your size changes, such as postpartum or when you've gone through a long period of grief, when you've started a new workout routine, Able will allow you to swap yours for another size. Take a look at their Basics We Love section, and you'll see a lot of the things I wear every day. Next time you're in need of a new pair of pants or tops, shop ableclothing.com and use code ALONGERTABLE15 for 15% off. You may or may not be familiar with my writing program called Stories Matter. Well, today you're going to learn about the program and hear directly from four of my clients who've completed the program. They now have published books out into the world. Kiara, you'll hear from first. She wrote Chosen Family, a memoir about her life as a donor-conceived child from a single mom by choice. Then you'll meet Emily. She wrote and published This Won't Define Me, a devotional for people wanting to exchange a fearful life for a fruitful one. Next, you'll hear from Jill. She wrote and published a children's book called Count the Fruit. It's a counting book that has to do with the fruits of the spirit, and it is adorable and beautifully illustrated. Finally, you'll meet Cheyenne. She wrote and published a memoir called Honeysuckle and Cigarettes, Confronting Family Secrets So My Daughter Doesn't Have To. Each of these four women are amazing, and I got to work with them so closely for 12 weeks. They feel like friends. That's exactly what they've become. And I can't wait for you to learn a little bit more about them and this program in case you have something you want to say, but don't really know where to go or how to begin or how to publish. Let's dive in. Kiara, why don't you go first and tell us, why did you even want to write a book? Why did you reach out about wanting to write a book?
I had this story within myself wanting to be told and wanting to be heard. So first off, I'm donor conceived and I was raised by a single mom by choice, which is always a fun story to tell people in normal conversation, always leaving people with more questions to be answered. So when I started telling my story of being donor conceived, how I was raised by a single mother, a lot of people had questions, you know, have you met your biological father? Have you met siblings? What was that like? What was it like being raised by a single mom by choice? So I really felt the need to tell this story. And as I was going along my journey of finding siblings and there was more story to tell, I just felt really that this is an important narrative to tell, and that the narrative of the traditional family or the non-traditional family could be broken. I really felt like, you know, your family looks different from my family, which is going to look different from the family that I'm going to have with my fiance, but they're all equally as important and deserve to be celebrated. So I really wrote this to destigmatize what society may think of the non-traditional family.
I love it. Okay. So what is the book that you wrote? What's the title of it?
The book that I wrote is Chosen Family, and it is all about my journey as a donor conceived person, being raised by a single mom, my journey to finding siblings, my journey finding my donor, which is my biological father. And I also think the book is for everyone. One of the best pieces of compliments that I've gotten so far is parents in, you know, a heterosexual couple saying, wow, I didn't realize that you would have so much applicable parenting advice to all types of family. So I share a lot of tidbits of what I think my mom did really well that applies to parenting as a whole. I also think it allows parents or humans that aren't parents. So my friends that are in their mid-20s trying to figure out, you know, who do they consider family? What do they want their families to look like? And it really allows you to kind of think about your path to parenthood. So it is a book that I am really, really excited about. And it was published in November of 2022. So just a little bit ago.
Love it. So why did you choose to go through my Stories Matter program instead of going about it a different way? You know, what led you to know about the program and then decide that this was right for you?
Yes. So you had posted on your story, calling for anyone who had this dream inside them, but was maybe a little bit stuck. And I felt very seen by that. I had been writing for about 3 years, and mostly because my story wasn't finished yet. I felt like I wasn't ready to hit publish yet. And then I got to this point where I was ready. My story kind of was neatly wrapped up in a bow, but I didn't know where to go next. I didn't know whether I wanted to self-publish or traditionally publish. And so during our first meeting, I love that you really helped lay out the pros and cons of self-publishing versus traditional publishing, but you didn't tell me what to do, which sometimes I think we would all love for someone to tell us what to do, but you kind of let me come to my own decision of actually, yes, self-publishing is going to be the right avenue for me, for my book. And I knew that I wanted to work with you as an individual instead of a company. There are companies that do similar, but not the same things too, because your model is a very surround sound model of helping with social media, helping edit the book, helping the publishing process. So it was kind of like everything I needed wrapped in one, and an individual cheerleader that was going to be my friend along this journey.
Oh, yes. I love that. I know. It's fun that I get to become friends with everyone I work with through this program, because it's a 12-week intensive program. Yes. So you know, during that initial call, we're kind of both deciding, one, is this book worth writing and publishing? Mm-hmm. And then two, are we a good match? Like, it's kind of like a dating thing where you're like, do we have chemistry? Does this work? Because otherwise, I don't want to spend 12 weeks with someone if it's like, this isn't a good fit. What specifically did you love about the program? I'm just curious.
So one, I really love that it was flexible. So we met on a weekly basis throughout the 12 weeks, and you had a plan right from the beginning. So everything was kind of planned out, but it was a little bit flexible. You know, if something came up, or if I was going on a trip or you were going on a trip, we could move something forward. We could move something back a week. So I appreciated that it very much held me accountable throughout the 12 weeks, but it also, you know, life happens, and it really was tailored to me and my book and where I was at in my story. So I came into the program with an almost complete first draft. And so the plan was made around where I was currently at and where I wanted to be in the end. So I felt like it was very personalized to each person where they're at. I also love that you're just willing to go above and beyond for your clients and for me especially. And as you said, I loved just becoming your friend, because like you said, you're with someone for 12 weeks on a weekly basis and you really get to know each other. And I also felt like that really helped the editing process. Mm-hmm. When you knew who I was, you knew more about my story. So you were able to say, oh, I think you need to talk a little bit more about this thing that maybe you and I had talked about here. Or I think we need to rearrange this a little bit. So it just gave you more insight into me personally and being able to make my first crappy draft, as we called it, into a manuscript.
Yes. Yes. So good. Okay. Last question. What's something you didn't expect along this journey of publishing? There's so much people don't realize, from family drama that can come when you put out a book, to your sales being lower than you anticipated, to just the difficulties of being vulnerable with social media. Like, I feel like there's so much that you could probably share, but what's at least one thing that you didn't expect on this journey?
So you're right. There's so much I didn't expect. I think number one for me was how long the process took for me personally. And that was mostly because I was writing for about 3 years, because it's a memoir and it follows my journey from, you know, when I decided I do want to find my siblings, to what journey did that take me on? So I was a 21-year-old when I started writing, and I was like, oh, I'm going to finish this in a year. It's going to be on the bookshelves. It's going to be fabulous. But I knew nothing about the publishing world and the writing world. My grammar is terrible. So it was just funny that I typically have that, like, I can do this. It'll be great. And it was great. It just took longer than I anticipated. So I think what I've learned from this journey is to just give myself a little grace. Things will happen in their own time. And I think I took the right amount of time to make it the quality book that it ended up being.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yours was unique. You know, a lot of clients come to me with an idea, but they haven't started writing. So they have zero words on the page or very, very few. You actually had thousands of words, basically a finished manuscript that we then reworked and massaged and reshaped and made better. I remember specifically just saying, you know, Kiara, I love this story. I love that you want to challenge the narrative around what family means and how we define family. And while we tell your stories, we want to invite the reader in. We want to have them consider how this applies to them, even if they can't relate. And so I think what was really beautiful about your book journey specifically is we got to take this incredible story that's just wildly entertaining, for lack of other words, and make it serve the reader. And so I would agree with what you said, which is we took this thing and we made it so much better together. And that has to feel really good for you because now this thing is out there. People are reading it. Is that scary for you? Is that terrifying?
It's not terrifying, but you're right in the fact that we made it so much better. One of another compliment that I keep getting is that it's actually well written, which I also, that could have been unexpected because I am an accountant by nature. I wasn't an English major. I'm not a writer, but I do love telling stories. So I think that the fact that we were able to take it and make it into a well-written book and entertaining, as you mentioned, is something that really means a lot to me. And I love that it really allows people to take kind of an inside look into my life, kind of like you're sitting on the couch with me and really living this life with me. And I think that that was an important part of sharing my story because it is trying to challenge the status quo. I kind of had to invite that reader in and kind of take them along this journey so they would see things a little bit the way that I did.
Yeah, so good. So you're an accountant, that's your actual profession, but you, yes, you wanted to write this book. You know, I tell people all the time that you don't have to want to be a full-time writer or to pivot in your career in order to go through this program. I've had people go through this program for so many different reasons. Maybe they want a passive side stream of income, or they just, it's on their bucket list to write a book, right? You know, whatever the reasons are, what would you say your main goal in wanting to do this was?
I think my main goal was showing everyone, the world, the reader, that they have a story to tell too. I think my purpose in being vulnerable with the world through my book, through social media, through normal conversation, is when someone sees my vulnerability, sees me opening up and going deep, they tend to do that as well. And it tends to allow, you know, friends, readers, strangers on the internet who become friends to open up and tell their story. And I noticed that when I was just sharing my story in casual conversation. And now I notice that even further in conversation with people who've read my book, you know, them sharing with more openly with me, but then also they may not have shared their story with their family or publicly. And it just allows the world to be a little bit more vulnerable. And that was, you know, more of the purpose behind it.
Yeah. Okay, Emily, what about you? Why did you want to write a book?
Yeah, so I think the original dream of writing a book for me probably started as early as like middle school, high school, and then sort of went away, and I would say resurfaced in 2022 when I felt really called to get back into writing as a hobby, as a craft. And then from there, it sort of evolved a little bit. And once I knew that this was like writing a book was something that I felt called to, and once I nailed down, you know, a topic that I felt I could serve readers with, the desire there really became, you know, helping other people through my story. Like if I could help one person through writing about my lived experiences, then that's it. That's what I want to do. That's why I want to write a book.
Yeah. And what is the book that you ended up writing? If you could share the title and a little bit about it.
Yeah. So the title is This Won't Define Me, Exchanging a Fearful Life for a Fruitful One. And one of the ways that I like to describe it is it's a declaration over the fear, the shame, and the lies that keep us stuck. And it's also a love letter to our most authentic versions of ourselves. So mm-hmm. it's really a collection of stories of my personal experience with fear and things that I've learned through that. And then also it's an invitation to towards our most healthy and authentic and fruitful lives that I think we were all meant to live. So
yeah, that's so great. Did you know that you wanted to write a devotional, or what led to that decision?
You know, I sat with, once I knew I wanted to write a book, I sat with that for a long time and really thought, like, I have absolutely nothing to write about. Like, what in the world could somebody else benefit from that I could write about? And I started thinking about things that I've struggled with for a long time. And the big thing was fear. And so that's really where that came from. And also part of my story is I'm a believer. My faith and Jesus has brought me through a lot of really tough experiences in my life, many of which that have to do with fear. And so I thought that those two components could be something that I could really use to potentially help somebody on the other side of this book that may be experiencing the same thing.
Yeah. So as someone who has struggled a lot with fear and then decided to write about fear, I mean, what a brave thing to do. What that is like the opposite of fearful to do this. Yeah. So what led you, Emily, to choose to go through the Stories Matter program?
Yeah. So I mentioned that 2022 was really the year that I felt like God was calling me to get back into writing. And I didn't really know what that looked like. Now I do, being so far removed from it. But so I knew that for sure. And every year, something that my husband and I really like to do is verbalize some goals to each other. And this usually happens at our anniversary dinner. And so in April, I told my husband, this time next year, I'm going to have written a book. I don't know what it looks like. It probably won't be published because I don't know how to do that, but I'm just going to write it. And literally weeks after that conversation, it's like everything, like the timing was just crazy. So like I was called to get back into writing, decided I'm going to write a book, told my husband this time next year, I'm going to have a book written. Literally weeks after that, I learned about your program. And it was just like, boom, boom, boom. Everything was lining up. And I thought, like, there's no way that I can't do this. Like, there's no scenario in which I don't move forward with this program. And so not only was it that, but it was also, you know, I have been following you for years. I've admired you and your work for so long. And the Stories Matter program and working with you in general really felt like a safe and authentic space to write this book, knowing that I have never done anything like this before. It just felt like a really safe place to do this for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then also just grow as a writer in general. So that was really my main motivation for wanting to do this program.
Yeah. I'm so glad you did it. And I want to know what you specifically, Emily, loved about the program.
Oh, everything.
Oh.
The things that stand out for me in particular are, I loved how collaborative it was and how one-on-one, like I truly felt like I was meeting every week with a friend over coffee who was like helping me through this process. So that was a big piece for me. I truly felt supported through like the whole, every step of the way.
I'm so glad.
and then also the other big piece for me, which this one like blows my mind every time I think about it. Not only did you make me feel capable and equipped in the moment to write that book, but I now feel like I have the confidence and feel capable and equipped to continue writing books, which is huge, which is not something I ever could have said before this program. And just the impact of this program that extends far beyond just my first book, but also just like my career and my craft as a writer. Like I now feel capable of doing so much more, writing so much more, simply because I went through this program with you. So that's probably my favorite part of this program, just thinking about how far the impact extends.
Yeah, you know, I'm so happy to hear that, because I always say, you probably remember me saying this in like our initial conversation. I always say to people, I can't tell you what the result is going to be. Well, I can guarantee you have a published book. As long as you do what I say and follow this program, right? You're going to have a published book. If we put in the work, we're going to get, you know, to the end of the 12 weeks with a published work. But outside of that, I can't tell you what's going to happen. I can't tell you if it's going to sell really well. I can't make any promises about all these different things. But what I can tell you is that it's going to open doors of opportunity. It may not lead to a career change, but it is going to open doors of opportunity. And for you, what I've loved watching is it's even started this new opportunity where I involved you in the program for new clients now. And I sort of, there's a point in the program where I pass them off to you for a logistical session, a session where they, I mean, could I do it? Yes. But I was like, you know what? Emily's really good at this piece. And so it's fun that now I get to hire you out to help with this other part of it. And it's just cool. We never know what our yes really means. Like the yes to invest in yourself and to write this book wasn't just a yes to yourself and to write a book. It was a yes to so many opportunities and a future. And like you strengthened your creative muscles. So now you're able to do this in various formats over and over again. Yeah. Which is so cool.
It is.
Okay. Cool. What's something, Emily, for you that you didn't expect along the journey of publishing?
Yeah. So let's see, a couple of things come to mind. One of them is social media. Social media, showing up there was a lot harder than I expected. I think because before writing a book, showing up on social media was just very like, whenever. It was never like, I didn't share my, I guess I wasn't writing often before this, but I wasn't sharing any sort of work on social media. And so when that shifted, I felt this immediate pressure to perform. I felt a lot of imposter syndrome, fear of rejection. Like, what are people going to think when I start posting about my writing? And oh, I wrote a book. And so that was really hard from the get-go. And then I think that evolved into, how do I show up authentically on social media while also appeasing the algorithm and doing what's trendy and all of that? So that was a lot harder than I expected. And I would say it's something I'm still learning. But I think the key is to just like release the pressure, release what you think you should be doing, and just lean into what feels right for you and what's relevant to the work that you're doing. And, the other piece that I think I didn't expect was that writing a book can feel lonely sometimes. And I'm sure that this isn't everybody's experience, and maybe it was just my personal experience. It was my first book, my first time writing something of that magnitude. But, you know, when you're in the thick of your own words, you're in the thick of your manuscript, reading the same thing over and over again, staying up late, waking up early sometimes to get writing in, it can sometimes be a little bit lonely and a little bit isolating. And I think this is another piece where the program really helped me, was that you were there encouraging me, reminding me to take a break, letting me know that it's okay to step away from your manuscript for a day and look at something else. So that was another piece that I didn't expect, but also something that the program really helped yeah. me through in the process.
Oh, I'm so glad. And you're definitely not alone. I know I've shared a number of times how isolating and lonely the career of a writer can be. It's so much harder than people realize. And the other thing is, I'm curious for you, like in recognizing how hard it is to show up and to say, I created this thing. It's a gift. Please accept it. Like, that's what we're doing when we post on social media about the work that we create. But it feels sometimes like, am I coming across too self-promoting or too salesy or whatever? Like, does it now like give you any like empathy or just a different viewpoint of your favorite creators, even if they're large and have big audiences? Does it change the way you, I don't know, receive the things that they put out into the world?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, it definitely, when you're on the other side of that, planning content or figuring out what's right, what's not right to share on social media, it definitely gives you a renewed perspective of, you know, the stuff that we just scroll past every day, you know, maybe like really quick and then just scroll past. Now knowing the sometimes hours of work that goes into one little square on social media, it's pretty crazy. So I definitely have a renewed perspective or renewed respect for my favorite creators, just any creator really that's like bold and daring enough to put their work on social media. It's not easy.
Yeah. Last question I have for you, Emily, is what's next? Do you have other books that you're working on, other things that you're creating? Has the devotional that you released kind of led to some either new opportunities, new invitations, or just even new ideas for what's coming?
Yeah. So I feel like, to a fault, I always have some type of idea in my head and I'm trying to learn like which ideas can happen later and which ideas are for now. So trying to hone in on the discernment piece with that. But, I have always loved writing fiction stories. And so while I love nonfiction, I have some ideas in the future in that realm, maybe in the same vein as This Won't Define Me. But I think moving forward, I would love to write a fiction book, something fun. I have sort of slowly in the works a fiction book about a girl's trip to Paris, which I'm really excited about. So that's coming down the pipeline sometime soon, soon-ish, but that's currently what I'm working on. Yeah.
That's so fun. I love hearing this so much. I love that your journey through the Stories Matter program and releasing your devotional, This Won't Define Me, it doesn't end there. That now you're having fun. You're writing this fiction book about a girl's trip to Paris. I cannot wait to read it. This is like the best thing ever.
Thank you.
We'll get back to the conversation after this quick advertisement. This episode is brought to you by Cozy Earth, the world's softest bedding, towels, pajamas, and more. Stay comfortable with their luxurious, temperature-regulating fabrics that are made with bamboo viscose. Y'all know I'm not a big shopper, but when I do, I view it as an investment. That's why I love Cozy Earth. Everything is high quality with a 10-year warranty. And I can assure you that gifting a pair of their jammies will make you the most generous gift giver. They especially make a great gift for pregnant women and postpartum moms. Check it all out for yourself at CozyEarth.com and save 35% with our code ALONGERTABLE. Now, back to the show. All right, Jill, what about you? Why did you want to write a book?
I feel like I've always wanted to write a book. When I was younger, I kind of have these random memories of writing books. I had a first grade teacher that actually like fostered that. Like if you read a book, you got a little worm. And if you wrote a book, you got a butterfly. And I was all about getting the butterflies. And then as I got older, it kind of just fell away through career and other life choices. And last summer, after being a mom for a couple years and trying to find good books for my kids that children's books I just love anyways, but wanting to talk to them more intentionally about Jesus. Honestly, I just feel like the Lord just spoke to me and said like, hey, write this down. And I kind of started writing notes down and then it turned into like, no, Jill, you need to do this. And so I just kept at it.
I love it. Okay, wait, really quick to back up. Were these real butterflies or butterfly stickers?
They actually were like probably like photocopied on paper and you could like cut them out and color them. But I remember them like glued around or posted around the classroom. And it was like, no, no, no. Jill needs the butterflies, not the worms. Oh, so gosh. I would write a cute little, I don't know what you write in first grade, but I was all about it.
I love it. That's so sweet. Yeah. So you knew you wanted to find a children's book that somehow communicated faith and the ways of Jesus to your kids. Is that the book you ended up writing? What's it called? Tell us about the book.
Yeah. So I was, you know, just in my own personal Bible study time, it was really coming to me about talking to my kids about fruits of the Spirit. And so I just started writing down real life examples of how I'm teaching my kids about being patient and filled with joy and faithful and love and all nine of those. And it just came together in just this sweet little book about a little boy, and we're calling it Count the Fruit.
So cool. Okay. And you have two kids, right?
I have two. My son is 4 and my daughter is 2. So she's in there in the book a couple of times, but really the story centers around him. And I've read it to him and he's like, hey, that's me, which is super fun.
Oh, I love that. So why did you choose to go through My Stories Matter program? What's your reason for not just doing this on your own?
I don't think it would have ever, I shouldn't say I think, I know it would have never happened. I think it would have just been a note on my phone that, you know, I kind of looked at like, oh, what could I do with that? But I don't think it would have ever come to full fruition without going through your Stories Matters program. The accountability, the encouragement, the tips and tricks, and going through the whole process is what made this a reality for me.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear that.
Okay, it was Jill, honestly after like our initial meeting that I was like, I called my husband the minute we got off the phone and I was like, I'm excited and I feel like this has to happen. And he was like, okay, let's do it. We'll figure it out. And so here we are.
I love it. So Jill, what did you love about the program specifically? Is there any one thing about the Stories Matter program that when you look back on the 12 weeks, you say, this is my favorite part or something you really loved?
I would say probably two things really come to mind was that honestly, when it was just kind of big and scary, you made sure that it was like small chunks and manageable steps. And that really is the second part is that for me, I thrive on like the to-do list and breaking things down into simple steps. And you provided that for me where it was like, this is what I need to focus on this week or in the next 3 days. And that is really what got it accomplished. So keeping it, the encouragement happening and like the simple steps is what got it done.
Yeah. So happy to hear it.
Yeah.
All right, Jill, let's hear from you. What's something you didn't expect along the journey of publishing? Something that maybe caught you off guard or took you by surprise in this journey?
You really become vulnerable because like this is like a passion. This came from my heart. And yes, it's something cute that I could share with my kids, but to like put it out into the world, into the hands of other people, hopefully into their hearts, or into their families, it's like a very vulnerable moment of like, I love this and I want you to love it too. And then at the same time, I have to tell you about it and share. And like, I want to, cause I'm excited, but like, you're just trusting other people with your heart, honestly, yeah. In some ways. And that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it is scary. And it's like all of you are saying that same sentiment of vulnerability and like, it's hard to put yourself out there. And what if people reject me? Or what if they misunderstand something or misperceive me altogether and like think I'm doing this to, I don't know, be famous. It's like, that's not our goal. But I love what you said. It's like, you created this thing, you love it, and you hope they love it too. And so you have to share about it, which is, it's tricky. It's hard to do, but I love watching you do it well. I'm so excited that Count the Fruit is out and people can buy it. So well done, my friend. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm telling you, it would not have happened without your encouragement and your checklist and your tips and tricks and all the things. So thank you so much for just walking all of us through this whole process so that it could be real and be a thing. So thank you.
Cheyenne, let's go to you. Why did you want to write a book?
So this is a loaded question. I have been through some intense trauma in my life, sexual abuse. My mom was incarcerated when I was a teenager. And when Lola, my daughter, was born in 2019, I really struggled with postpartum depression and anxiety that kind of manifested in the form of rage. And so I ended up in therapy. And through therapy and through journaling and processing trauma that I tried to hide and avoid for years and years and years, it just was so freeing to acknowledge, like, I went through this abuse, I've lived through this dysfunction, and I can come out on the other side stronger for it. Like, I wish I didn't have to go through it, but it happened, and this is what I'm going to make of it. And so I kind of started brainstorming, what do I want to write? Do I want to write self-help? How could my story help others? And it kind of molded into a memoir / encouragement for anyone who has been through sexual abuse or has a parent or a loved one that's been incarcerated, postpartum depression. So that's kind of how I landed on, I'm going to write this down and make something good out of something bad.
You really gave purpose to your pain.
Yeah.
What's your book called? So that people know how to find it.
My book is called Honeysuckle and Cigarettes, Confronting Family Secrets So That My Daughter Doesn't Have To. And it originally was supposed to come out this week in February, but now it's going to be coming out late March.
Awesome. I love it. So now I'm curious to ask you the same question I've asked everyone else, which is, why did you choose to go through my program? Why the Stories Matter program?
Yeah, so I've been following you for a while on social media, a few years before you ever started doing the Stories Matter program. And I think what really drew me to you as just a person is how you've always been completely honest. You're not afraid to say, hey, I made a mistake or I got this wrong. And you also aren't afraid to advocate for healing and forgiveness and redemption, which are all personal to me, obviously, through what my story has been. So I knew, had a gut feeling that you would be a safe person to come to that would resonate with my story. But then the more that you explained the program in that initial inquiry call that we did, and through our emailing back and forth at the beginning, I just really felt like it's a structured program, which you need, especially as a first-time author. But you also were very clear, like, this isn't one size fits all. We're gonna go with what you need for your book. I'm not gonna say, hey, this works for everyone or this is how you have to do it, but specifically, what do you need as an author? And that was important to me in this process.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good to hear. What did you particularly love about the program? What really worked for you? Or what, when you look back on those 12 weeks, what do you feel? What comes up for you?
Oh, I loved a lot about the program. I really loved the one-on-one. I loved that it felt like talking to a friend. I loved that in the editing process, you both were focused on like the writing and the grammar and the structure, but more so on like question asking and how to pull out, you know, that deeper thought train in my writing. And I really liked how it was a mix of, okay, you need to have a book written to actually publish, but also here are all these social media and marketing tools that I can help you with, to kind of, you know, promote, PR, all of those things. And I also found it invaluable that I could reach out to you and say, you know, these things are going on behind the scenes. How would you handle it? Or do you have someone that I could ask legal advice to? Because those were things I wasn't anticipating. Mm-hmm. But you kind of just rolled with it. And so for that, I was really, really grateful.
Yeah, that's so good and so important. You actually kind of alluded to where I'm going next, which is, I'm curious, what's something you maybe didn't expect to encounter or to endure, or whatever, along the way of publishing?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing for me has been family drama surrounding the truth and the stories that are in my memoir. I wasn't expecting certain family members to react as negatively as they have. And that has been hard. I actually started going back to therapy to deal with the emotions from that. So yeah, the lack of support and the lack of understanding from people who I thought would be 100% on my team, that's been the biggest thing. And then I think just a day-to-day basis, social media, the bane of my existence. But that's just because it's like, it feels like another thing on the checklist to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think you've all mentioned social media being one of the hardest parts. And, you know, it's so true. And I think that people listening, especially if you don't do something creative, I shouldn't say that if you don't do something creative, if you don't utilize social media to sell a product or to promote something that you've created, if you're really just using it as an ordinary user who's there to post pictures of your kid or your dog or yourself, and that's the extent of it, you probably have no idea the amount of time and energy and vulnerability that goes into posting and promoting and selling and sharing. It is super hard. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people think that they'll get if they get published traditionally. And what I want to clarify is, and I told all of you this too, that whether you self-publish or traditionally publish, and I know this because I've done both, the marketing and the promoting of the thing you've created really does fall on you. And so unfortunately, there's really no way out of it, right? So we just do what we can to make sure that it's really authentic to you and sustainable. You know, it's not going to look the same for each of you, but I'm so thankful for this conversation because each of you come at it from such different viewpoints, different seasons of life. And yet you found a way with the jobs that you have and the families that you have and the struggles that you have, you found a way to commit to a 12-week intensive writing program to either go from zero words on a page or some words on a page to some of you 50,000 plus words and publish a book that you can now hold in your hands. That is such a cool thing. And I'm so proud of each of you. And I hope that everyone checks out each of your books that we're linking in the show notes. I loved that through this process, I not only get to work with really great women, but I get to be friends with really great women forever, and that our stories have forever connected, and this intersection, this point in our lives is just really beautiful and special. So very, very grateful for that.
Thank you.